Machine Radio, taking you behind the scenes with the Ultimate Windows Billingham Stars. And we're looking back on Sunday's win over the Nottingham Lions. Just a one game this weekend for the Billingham Stars. Icing without netminder James Flavell, who was suspended, and without Callum Davies and Jack Davies. Billingham opened the scoring in the first couple of minutes through captain Michael Elder and just kept going and going throughout the night, winning 13-1 in the end, snapping their losing streak and getting them hopefully back on form for the run into the end of the calendar year. After the game in Nottingham, Stars media team Carol White was there to speak with both coaches. We'll hear from Billingham's Gary Dowd in a moment. But first, from the Nottingham Lions, it's Matt Bradbury.
Post-game with the Lions head coach Matt Bradbury, after a really tough weekend, 25 goals conceded and 13 of them on home ice tonight. It's been really tough for you guys.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me. It's a really strange 24 hours. You know, I was just saying is that, you know, you go into Hull and you lose 12-1. And, you know, you walk out that rink last night and I was proud as punch, you know, last night. I was really chuffed with how everybody committed and you're playing a power team like Hull in their own rink, you know, constantly playing their first, second lines and really driving you. And you know, it's been tough. It's been totally tough with the young players, but we brought in and we just thought, you know what, let's go, let's give it our all, let's get some young guys in. And last night we were driving home and we put in we put in the average age of 20 was the average age, and that's with our oldest player being 33 and our youngest players. We had 8 senior players last night, 7 junior players, and we played them all night, and they worked their socks off and played their hearts out. And then tonight we just, you know, there's a few things that we need to sort out, and a lot of it is in the basic housekeeping department that we need to really start trying to think of how we play and how we prepare and how we sort ourselves, you know, before games, during games and post game. And the guys have just got to start taking a little bit more responsibility. And you know, when you start thinking about the way that we started tonight, conceded 4 goals, and then we reduced our bench, and we only conceded 2 in the second period. And midway through the third period, we're 1-1. It's a 1-1 third period, and something positive to go. And then suddenly, bang, switch off totally. Don't do the basics. Don't control sticks in front of the net. Don't have sticks in the passing lanes, and we don't clear the puck. We're passing the puck to the point man instead of clearing the puck off the wall. All those kind of simple things, and then before you know it, you blink and it's a 7-1 period, and it just takes the score out of our control, and it's just not good. And you know, when you're a 10th place team, and we're young, we didn't have the experience to get us out of it tonight, but you know, we're still committed, and I think that's the big thing, is we're committed to developing our players. Yeah, it's great and whatever, but you know, some of these teams need to start actually blooding some of these young players and getting through the program to help the longevity of the GB, you know, the young players playing the game. And we're committed to doing that. And yes, we're going to get some thumpings, but like I said to the boys in the change room, it's how you play, and it's your performance. It's about how you perform. It's not necessarily the score lines. It's, you know, last night the scoreline was very similar. And I was proud of the performance and proud of the commitment, the level of players you're playing against. You know, your Hewitts, who's played Elite League, your Phillips, who's played Elite League, and then, you know, your Bobby Chamberlain, your Matty Davis, and all these kind of top players, like your Lee Bonners and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, tonight you've got Sykes here out there, you've got Prochenko out there, you've got some top guys, and Mossy, and people that have been around the block a long time. So, but I just wish we'd probably just kept that. You know, we came in the change room at the going out to the third, says, let's just put something so it looks like, you know, 7-2, 7-3, something a little bit more like that. But you know what? That we live and learn, and we'll turn another page, and we'll go again. You know, that's as simple as we won't sulk about it. We won't get down about it. We'll just keep soldiering on.
Well, I think you probably hit the nail on the head about halfway through there, where you talked about blooding those young players, and certainly from a visiting fan's point of view. What always strikes me is the good young players that you do have here, and they don't stop working. They keep going. Ruskin Hughes, every time I see him, I think fabulous player, fabulous. Mm. And it's those types of players that I think you guys need to bring through more of them, because you seem to be one of the only teams that put the faith in those young players.
You've got to do it, haven't you? You've got to do it. You know. Last night we played Hull last night, and they were 11 goals up, 11-0, and the fourth line game comes out at 11-0. You know, it's I just can't get my head around it. And controversial or not, and they've got a business and they've got fans to please, but how are you going to bring those guys on? I mean, it was good to see Marcus Neal played most of the game last night, and that's great. That's what it's all about, is getting those guys out. You know, we're not going to get anywhere near a Hull Pirates, but you know, it's about our performances, and I can see last night from certain players, the ones that need a bit more work, and those that, you know, aren't quite ready and probably need to go back and work with the 18s and 20s. But there's some that are really turning, some, you know, 20 tonight. Palmer, yeah, he was a bit underneath a few players' skins last night, pushed his luck a bit tonight as well, behind his face cage, I suppose. But you know, he's a battler, and he shows real true spirit, and it means something to him. Crowston tonight, I think he scored two goals over the weekend. You know, a 17-year-old kid's gone and scored one against Hull and one tonight when the chips were down against Billingham. So there's lots of positive signs, and you know, we're not going to give up here. We're going to keep going. We've got a long way to go, and we're up for the task. And we just it's consistency, but it's hard to get consistency out of inexperienced players. But we'll do our best. We'll try change a few things around, and we'll keep working hard.
Well, it is always a pleasure to watch how you guys do keep going right to the end. And I know the third period wasn't particularly pretty from your point of view, probably the second half of that third period anyway, but they never stopped. The heads didn't really drop, and that has to be something that you can take forward.
Absolutely.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and we will see you at some point in the forum.
In the new year.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for your time.
Take care.
Post game at the National Ice Centre with bench coach Gary Dowd. We really needed that one, Gary. We've put 13 on the board. Guys have found the shooting sticks at long last.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, you only win, beat what's in front of you. The lads needed to come out and work tonight. We've had a tough stretch of fixtures. We've come through the other side of that, and we needed a confidence boost tonight. I told that to the lads, and they've gone out and they've worked hard. They've passed the puck around in their zone well and been clinical in front of net.
Well, we started really well, 4-0 up in the first period, and then Nottingham really sort of pegged us back in the second, and they worked really hard to sort of restrict us to those two goals, but then in the third, we just blew them away.
Yeah, I mean, they pegged us back to our zone, but I think we did get a little bit complacent. You know, we sort of took the foot off the pedal a bit, and we can't afford to do that, like I've said many times. Once you're winning, you've got to keep that foot down and crucify teams. But fair play to Nottingham, they came out, they never stopped working for the full 60 minutes. So yeah.
Well, we've got plenty of players on the scoreboard tonight, and some really pretty goals from some of the lads there.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, you can only beat what's in front of you. The score's nice, and it's a good confidence boost. But let's see them do that when we're up against Solihull and Blackburn next week.
Hat trick for Matty Campbell there, playing as what we dubbed the power forward up front tonight. I don't think we're going to say those words too often, are we?
No, I mean, we were joking about it last week because he said he was going to score a hat-trick last week when we were in Telford, but hey, the lad shot, he scored. You know, that's all you can do when you're a forward. We use Matty as a utility player when we haven't got enough forwards or when we haven't got enough D, and Matty's happy to do that, so yeah, I'm happy for the kid.
So, big confidence boost. As you say, we've got Blackburn and Solihull next weekend. Two very tough teams, and it really does depend on which version of the Stars turn up.
Yeah, I mean, like I said to the lads there, you know, it's a good confidence boost. Let's get out Wednesday, Thursday, train hard, and we take this into next weekend. And if we do that, we'll come out, you know, victorious. But, hey, let's take one step at a time.
Right, well, let's see if we can do it all again next weekend. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, all.
So great win for the Billingham Stars, and thanks to Matt Bradbury and Gary Dowd, and of course Carol White for the interviews post-game in Nottingham. This coming weekend, back to a doubleheader weekend for the Stars. They're away to Blackburn Hawks on Saturday in Northern Cup action at 6 o'clock at Blackburn Arena. And then Sunday, returning to the Forum, 6:30 against the Solihull Barons. So the Barons come to town, 6:30 face-off at the Forum. As the saying goes, good seats are still available. I hope you can join us at the Forum for that one. Keep up to date with everything for your Ultimate Windows Billingham Stars. We've got the website billinghamstars.co.uk, at Billingham Stars on Facebook and on Twitter. And don't forget Big Red Machine SC on Twitter as well. Bringing you everything from within the Billingham Stars and hockey. And hope you can join us on Sunday. For now, this is Big Red Machine Radio. Thanks for listening.